there's going to be people that are better at all different aspects of life. There's going to be people that are talented in terms of like getting women to like them.
Yes, that's true. Well, that's why also, look, you see this.
Right.
Women are hypergamous, which means they mate up and across and up dominance hierarchies. And so if you're a male who's successful in a given hierarchy, the probability that you're going to have additional mating opportunities is exceptionally high. It's an unbelievably good predictor of that.
That hypergamy is a very uncomfortable discussion.
Yes,
some
it certainly is.
It's
doesn't
very
matter.
Uncomfortable.
Well, there's plenty of uncomfortable discussions to be had.
That's a big one, though.
It is.
The idea that it defines women's sexual choices by the fact that they want bigger, better. Hmm? They want someone who's more successful, someone who's so higher on the social ladder than what they're accustomed to or what they have
now.
Yeah,
well, what women do is, mate choice is a very difficult problem. So how do you solve it? Well, here's how women solve it. Throw the men in a ring, let them compete at whatever they're competing at, assume that the man who wins is the best man, marry him.
Yes.
It's a brilliant solution. It's a market-oriented solution. It's actually the solution that appears to have driven our evolutionary departure from chimpanzees.
It's a biological solution.
It has a cost.
What is the cost?
Well, the cost is polygamy. And so we rein that in with enforced monogamy. And we do that in order to provide stable circumstances for children.
Is a polyamorous society just as unattainable as this utopian Marxist idea?
Yes, I think so. Because it looks like, and this is another point I was making that didn't get covered in the article, although I wrote about it somewhat extensively on my blog, is that societies tilt towards monogamy across the world. It's human universal. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't have polygamous or polyamorous tendencies, because they certainly do. And it's certainly also the case that one of the ways that women gerrymander this system is that, like, the number of children who are in a, say you're married and you have children with your husband, but you also have an affair. So you have a child by another man. That's more common than anyone suspected. So part of the way that women solve the problem that you're just describing, and I'm not saying anything for this or against this, this is a purely factual biological claim, is they pick a monogamous marriage and they cheat with high status guys. Now, you know, obviously in the confines of the marriage, that's a terrible thing, but
that's a very uncomfortable subject, though, for women in particular.
Well, it's an uncomfortable subject for everyone.
Right. But
it's a terribly uncomfortable subject.
They don't like the idea that this is a common thing. Hmm. That women choose a safe man that is willing to be monogamous with them, and perhaps maybe they're above him in a social class or in sexually, and then they'll cheat with someone who is above
well,
them.
Well, it's common, but it's not the norm, right? It's still the norm not to do that. The norm is fidelity.